Massive Russian air raid on Ukraine kills 15, injures 156. By Breitbart London on June 17, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. An overnight Russian missile and drone bombardment of Ukraine killed 15 people and injured 156. Local officials said Tuesday, with the main barrage demolishing a nine-story Kyiv apartment building in the deadliest attack on the capital this year. At least 14 people were killed as explosions echoed across the Ukrainian capital for almost 9 hours. Kyiv City Military Administration head Timur Kachenko said, destroying dozens of apartments. Russia fired more than 440 drones and 32 missiles. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, calling the Kyiv attack one of the most terrifying strikes on the capital. Ukraine's Interior Ministry said 139 people were injured in Kyiv. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko announced that Wednesday would be an official day of mourning. The attack came after two rounds of direct peace talks failed to make progress on ending the war, now in its fourth year. Russia has repeatedly hit civilian areas of Ukraine with missiles and drones. The attacks have killed more than 12,000 Ukrainian civilians, according to the United Nations. Russia says it strikes only military targets. Russia has in recent months stepped up its aerial attacks. It launched almost 500 drones at Ukraine on June 10 in the biggest overnight drone bombardment of the war. Russia also pounded Kyiv on April 24, killing at least 12 people. The intensified long-range strikes have coincided with the Russian summer offensive on eastern and northeastern sections of the roughly 1,000-kilometer, 620-mile, front line, where Ukraine is short-handed and needs more military support from its Western partners. Uncertainty about U.S. policy on the war has fueled doubts about how much help Kyiv can count on. Zelensky had been set to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump at a G7 summit in Canada on Tuesday to press him for more help. But Trump returned early to Washington on Monday night because of tensions in the Middle East. Zelensky is seeking to prevent Ukraine from being sidelined in international diplomacy. Trump said earlier this month it might be better to let Ukraine and Russia fight for a while before pulling them apart and pursuing peace. But European leaders have urged him to pressure Russian President Vladimir Putin into accepting a ceasefire. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Tuesday it is unclear when another round of talks might take place. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha said Russia's attacks during the G7 summit showed Putin's total disrespect for the U.S. and other countries. Russia not only rejects a ceasefire or a leaders' meeting to find solutions and end the war. It cynically strikes Ukraine's capital while pretending to seek diplomatic solutions, Sybiha wrote on social media. Ukrainian forces have hit back against Russia with their own domestically produced long-range drones. The Russian military said it downed 203 Ukrainian drones over 10 Russian regions between Monday evening and Tuesday morning. Russian civil aviation agency Rosaviatsia reported briefly halting flights overnight in and out of all four Moscow airports, as well as those in the cities of Kaluga, Tambov and Nizhny Novgorod as a precaution. Overnight Russian drone strikes also struck the southern Ukrainian port city of Odessa, killing one person and injuring 17 others, according to Oleh Kiper, head of the regional administration. Putin is doing this simply because he can afford to continue the war. He wants the war to go on. It is troubling when the powerful of this world turn a blind eye to it, Zelensky said. The Russian attack delivered direct hits on residential buildings, the Kyiv City Military Administration said in a statement. Rockets, from the upper floors to the basement, it said. A U.S. citizen died in the attack after suffering shrapnel wounds, Interior Minister Ihor Klimenko told reporters. 30 apartments were destroyed in a single residential block after it was struck by a ballistic missile, Klimenko said. We have 27 locations that were attacked by the enemy. We currently have over 2,000 people working there. Rescuers, police, municipal services and doctors, he told reporters at the scene of one attack. Elena Lepishniak, 49, was shaken from the strike that nearly leveled her apartment building. She heard a whistling sound and then two explosions that blew out her windows and doors. It's horrible, it's scary, in one moment there is no life, she said. There's no military infrastructure here. Nothing here, nothing. It's horrible when people just die at night. People were wounded in the city's Svyatoshinskaya and Solomianskaya districts. Fires broke out in two other city districts as a result of falling debris from drones shot down by Ukrainian air defenses, the mayor said. Moscow escalated attacks after Ukraine's security service agency staged an audacious operation targeting warplanes and air bases deep inside Russian territory on June 1.